All right, welcome everyone to Miracle Business Breakthrough. This is your host, Amy Yamada, and I'm so excited to have you all tuning into our speaker series. And I'm so excited to introduce today's featured speaker, Tracy Repchuk. And she is an online marketing and social media strategist and speaker, and she's an international best-selling author, and she's helped thousands of clients get their message out around the world. So Tracy is an international acclaimed speaker and motivator in over 35 countries. It is so awesome. So the reason I wanted to introduce Tracy to all of you is that she has this amazing ability to break down complex concepts and turn them into formula-based success that is easy to understand and do. So I just wanted to give a warm welcome to you, Tracy. So thank you for being here.
Well, thank you for having me, Amy.
Absolutely. And you know, when we chatted the other day, I was just amazed by seeing this timeline. I know you have this great timeline on your website, and you've accomplished so much since the age of 19. I just was blown away by seeing all the different kind of milestones throughout your journey. So I would love for you to just jump right in and take us back in time and think about some of your own miracle business breakthroughs, whether it was an experience you went through or a decision that really took your business to the next level. So what comes to mind when you think of some of your miracle business breakthroughs?
You know, it's a great question. And I think the first thing that comes to mind is when I became an entrepreneur in the first place, you know, because when you think about it, I want to acknowledge anyone out there who is doing being their own boss, being an entrepreneur, a business owner. It's it takes courage. It takes risk. We are the warriors kind of industry who are staking a claim and making things happen. And it's awesome how I got into this because it was never on my radar. I was a computer programmer. I was going to graduate with a degree in IT. And I will never forget this because just before graduation, one of my business teachers pulled me aside. And he said, what are you going to do, you know, when you graduate? And I said, oh, well, I'm going to go to Toronto, and I'm going to get a job as a computer programmer, and I'll probably, you know, work my way up from there. And he said, no, you're not. and he said, you are a leader. You are dynamic. You are outgoing. You are somebody who is an entrepreneur. He goes, you are one of the leaders of the planet. He goes, you're not an employee. And it honestly, it like shook my world and became one of those miracle moments in my life, because had somebody not said that to me, I wouldn't be who I am today. I wouldn't be where I am today. And it literally reshaped everything, because my parents were like, you know, factory workers. We were low middle class. I was already going to be this breakthrough star by even kind of doing what I was about to do. And that never even occurred to me. And so I go home and I'm like, okay, what am I going to do? Like, what does he mean? Be your own business. And from that moment on, I was like, okay, I need to find a gap in the marketplace and fill it. That's what an entrepreneur does. And I found a gap in the marketplace. I started a business before I even left college, and I was already making money and before I even left. And so it started my career at the age of 19.
Wow, that is amazing. And this is what I love about the story behind the person, right? It's just, how amazing is it that one conversation that you had back then totally shifted gears for you? I mean, that's really profound when you think about it.
Oh, what he did to me was almost, you know how you get those people and they come in and out of your life so briefly, but they have a message for you. It was literally life shifting. I'd never heard that it never occurred to me that these other people running things were their own boss.
Right, definitely. And especially when you know, we look at our parents or people around us and we see what they've done. And so sometimes our mind hasn't even been opened to that concept. And and so when I hear you say this, it really is inspiring to think about how, you know, sometimes it's we see a vision for somebody else that they may not see for themselves, and why not share it? You know, they may or may not do something with it, but sometimes we can see something bigger for them than they can even see for themselves. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. It was the whole thing, no. And, mm-hmm. and you know, I become very cognizant of this in my own life, and mm-hmm. that's why when I meet people and they don't see it for themselves, I actually ask them if it's okay if I tell them something that I see and get their permission, and then I say, look, I can see the path you're going down right now, but here's what I see as a possibility for you, and if that resonates with you, you can look. You can just look at it. That's it, you know?
Right.
And, I mean, I did it 2 days ago, and already the woman has come back and said, I never even saw it. And it's just something that is so simple for all of us to do, to grant a miracle to somebody else.
Mm-hmm. I love how you say that. Grant a miracle for someone else. It's beautifully said. And, you know, it's funny because I've talked to entrepreneurs about this as well. And what do you think it is that kind of keeps people in kind of that smaller mindset, you know, when they don't see that vision for themselves, even when from the outside we can see this extraordinary vision? What do you think it is that is going on internally in possible entrepreneurs that that keeps them kind of in this limited mindset?
Yeah, and you brought it up. You really brought it up right there. It's a limited mindset. We've all been, unfortunately, granted that as part of our human creation. And this is why I say it takes courage. It takes a warrior attitude. It takes you to disagree with all of it. You disagree with the fear. You disagree with your lack of confidence. You disagree with any of the mindset barriers. You disagree with what your parents said, what your friends say. All of it. I mean, it goes into you gaining so much belief and confidence in yourself that you are compelled to do it anyway. And again, that goes to something that you really just have to take under your own accord and follow your own guidance in that case. And yeah, so I just say break away. When my kind of, I want to call it the breakthrough number two for me, it started a bit like that, because my kind of second breakthrough where everything became a catalyst after that was when I went way outside of my comfort zone, part of, you know, the journey for everybody who wants to make it big and stop playing small. It means coming out of your comfort zone, which is not comfortable at all. You have no idea, really, how uncomfortable life is sitting in a comfort zone, because you have the bigger game to play. And mine started really with, I was practically retired. You know, I started a software company at the age of 19. I was already a millionaire by the time I hit 24. I was retired practically around, you know, mid-30s, husband, 16-acre paradise, huge home, 3 kids. We were just chilling. I mean, you know, everything was awesome. And then I got the wake-up call again, that impetus that said even I was playing too small. And at that moment, I was like, realize that I'm not doing what I'm supposed to do and what I was put on this earth to do. I had, just retreated back and become the programmer, become a website developer, actually, at that time. I'd gone into HTML programming because I started on website and SEO in 1994 when the Internet was born, pretty much. So I've been on it for over 20 years. And I said, I've got to step up now and play my next level and let go of the comfort zone of where I was situated. And I dropped it all big time. We sold the house. We sold every asset we owned. And I carted me and the family to the U.S. And I started from scratch and started the next career, which became kind of the internet marketing. And it all kind of launched with my book, 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles, when I knew I had to go in front of people and make the impact that they needed to hear in order to play the next level of my game.
Wow, that's amazing. And so what was, when you said that you had a wake-up call, was there a moment or a thought or something that happened that really was that wake-up call for you?
Yeah, for me, there's two times I do a reassessment of where I am. One is coming up to my birthday. I've done it practically my whole life. And the other is, of course, the New Year's Eve, right? I do it the week of Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, where am I? Where do I want to be? What's happening? How do I feel? And that was a big one, right? I had it all. I had a complete package of success, except I felt very unfulfilled. And so I sat there and I thought, why am I not feeling full? And, and when I realized it was because I was not serving others in the way I was meant to, and at that moment, when I said, wow, I meant to serve others and I meant to help them get their message to the world, because I was so powerful with copywriting and online marketing and all of these things, even way back then, I said, I've got to go do this. And that was a wake-up call. It was at a moment of reassessment and at a moment that of how weak I had become and how, you know, as the birthdays come, right, I was like, I am like whatever. Let's call it even one-third of the way through my life.
Mm-hmm.
I have not even kind of begun in a way to serve and leave the legacy that I am meant to be leaving. And so life is unpredictable. What if something were to happen and I was to get whatever, accident, anything were to occur, and then I did not do what I was meant to do on the planet, this run. And that became the impetus, because I was like, it became so much bigger than me. And I was like, oh, geez, you know, stop doing what you're doing and get out there. And that's, everything changed from that moment.
Wow, that is really extraordinary. And I so appreciate you sharing this story with our listeners and myself included, because I know that so many entrepreneurs, they're focusing on, you know, of course, their kind of big dream goals, which can include making a certain amount of money and having the big house and the acreage and, you know, just kind of that dream lifestyle. And what you're sharing with us, which is so profound, is that even when you get to that point, it doesn't mean that that's the end-all be-all, right? And that there is a bigger picture to it all. And when we allow ourselves to really open our eyes to that, it's a really beautiful thing to look at, because at the end of the day, I'm always hopeful, and I always tell this to my clients, and it sounds like you and I are on the same page with this, is that at the end of the day, hopefully, at a very basic core level as human beings, our job is to serve others, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so whether we're wildly successful financially or not, or if we're working for a nonprofit or own a business or whatever it may be, ultimately, hopefully, our product or service is here to serve others and help somebody solve a problem, right? So I love that you shared that about coming back to that core of serving others and reassessing your life twice a year. I think I wrote that down when you said that, because I thought that's a really good idea to really go deep and really allow yourself, not just once a year, not making just New Year's resolutions, but going deep and asking yourself these questions of where am I, you know, how do I feel? And that if you're feeling unfulfilled, that should be a sign that something needs to change, right? So
exactly.
Awesome. Awesome. So what did that lead you to next after you sold everything and then you moved on, you wrote your book, and you started going back into making an impact? What did that take you to next?
So that was the interesting part. So, you know, we land in the U.S., 3 months, we're living on the apartment floor with no furniture. Well, my husband closed up all our affairs in the U.S. and joined us later. 3 kids, trying to get them in school. There's where I wrote the book. And so from the book, as soon as it launched to number one on Amazon back in 2007, people started calling me immediately going, oh, my God, can you take me through the book, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, yeah, sure I can. And so then I actually flew to New York and learned how to be a coach, because I never coached people in my life per se, not in an organized, structured manner, right? So I do that, come back and start a coaching program. And I make about $100,000 in the first few months because I was, people would say, how much are you? And I said, I'm $8,500 to take you through the book.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's, I started the coaching practice. And from becoming number one and from all of that, the next occurrence, the next big step for me was when I won New Internet Marketing Success of the Year from the World Internet Summit, which was the world's largest organization for speakers for internet marketing. And they pay all expenses paid to send me from California to Singapore to appear on my very first stage in front of 3,400 people.
Wow.
And that launched the speaking career. Again, out of my comfort zone, everything's new. I'm thrust in front of, you know, 3,400 people all at once. And it was incredible. And so that, you know, from that moment on, everybody started contacting me. I got a booking with Success Resources, which are the ones at the time running Tony Robbins and T. Harv Eker. And I started, a 52-city tour with them all around the world. And then World Internet Summit kept me on. And then other bookers pulled me in to their circuit as well. And so for 5 years, I was the number one woman speaker in the world because I was it. I was the one woman on stage with 11 men. And that really became part and parcel of my next, elevated step is I was like, I've got to get more women on stage and I got to get more women successful. I got to make sure that they're breaking through. And so that's the moment that I then changed my marketing to be all about women. And started to focus in on what I believe are a mammoth part of the change agents of this planet right now, simply because we need more compassion, understanding, empathy. We need to be caring for the planet and all of its entities in order to turn the economy, in order to turn government, in order to eradicate drugs, in order to stop the war, all of it. It's just simply going to take such a shift that it's going to take Mother Nature and all the women to make it happen because it's simply being dominated by man. We see where it gets us. I adore men. I've been married for 23 years. But I think we need a woman's touch now. And so that became part of my next breakthrough is that decision.
Wow, that is amazing. And I saw as I was reading through your bio that you've spoken in over 35 countries. Is that right?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
What is that like? Tell us a little bit about that.
Here's the beautiful part about that is that when my kids were born, another little, strategy that I employed, at that time, I had the software company, and I knew when I was going to have kids that I wanted to be the person that raised them, put the morals, the ethics, the values, and was the caregiver. But I did not want to let go of me as the businesswoman because I love it so much. So I moved the business home back in 1994, way before, almost 20 years, 21 years now, way before it was trendy to have a home-based business. We let our 15 staff go virtual, and me and my husband moved home and raised the children.
Wow.
And so, there we are, this beautiful unit of five operating in harmony. It was magic. And then what occurred later is then I start to get these speaking gigs. Well, because my husband was my partner, because the three kids were internet schooled, that we had the freedom for all of us to go. We would go to Australia for a month when I only had maybe two speaking gigs. We'd do the speaking and then tour the country. And we'd go to Dubai and UK and, Ireland, Scotland, all over the world, so many places that my children have also had this incredible lifestyle of learning, especially when, Kuwait and Bahrain and Abu Dhabi and all these little even Middle Eastern countries where you're getting impressions of people that are simply skewed. And so they were learning cultures hands-on. They were meeting beautiful, wonderful, caring people and allowing themselves to live life that way. And so they're their learning wasn't just a textbook. It was really learning hands-on. And so that was the great part, is I wasn't just a road warrior going from country to country, because sometimes I would do like 3 countries in a week, depending on the schedule. You know, I'd go from Germany to Italy to Switzerland type of thing, and do these back-to-backs. And with the family being part of this whole strategy, it just became fun, and it became an enjoyable thing. And so it became, it was just a beautiful experience to have. And, and quite frankly, I'm almost homebound now in a way again, in that most of my speaking, I made a decision 2 years ago to try and keep it to the U.S., really, primarily in the U.S., because it was a funny thing. I had moved from Toronto to to California, thinking the entire population existed in California that existed in the whole country, and I was just going to stick around in California. It was 5 years before I had my first speaking gig in California, and I made it myself. I started my own summit called the Dreams to Reality Success Summit, just so I could get a speaking gig in my own hometown.
Funny.
It was funny, and so now I'm kind of just trying to keep it, you know, keep the speaking to local stuff, so to speak. And by local, I mean the U.S.
Right.
Because, you know, I would literally fly to Australia, whatever that is, 18 hours to get to Australia. I would do a gig over the weekend and fly home. That's kind of where it was getting. So, yeah, it was nice to just kind of sit down now and work, because that became the next miracle breakthrough, is I went from teaching people to doing it for them. Because women were a little technology fearful, they didn't have the skill set needed, and quite frankly, I don't want you making your own WordPress site. I don't want you in there. I don't want you establishing your own brand and unique selling proposition, because chances are, because it's not the direct skill that you have, you're going to get stuck there. And worse is you're not going to be doing what you're meant to be doing, which is your skill set. And so it's almost crushing the spirit of another by having them entrench into a technology that, you know, quite frankly, is for somebody like myself who lives, eat, and breathes, and that's what my destiny is. And so that became the new thing, and I started to do all turnkey, which means I build it end-to-end for you, brand, USP, landing page, website, integrated to social media to launch. And that's what I did. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I love that you've really kind of been open to every single step of this process. You haven't stopped and gotten stuck at any level of it, you know, and that's such a beautiful thing, because so often – I'm sure you and I have both heard entrepreneurs say, I've gotten to this certain point, but now I feel stuck again. You know, I don't know what to do next. So in doing that and moving forward, what did that bring you to in terms of what you're focusing on now?
Yeah. So an answer to how do you get unstuck, every single time I even remotely started to feel sticky, I would hire a mentor. I would know that somebody to take me to a level to where I haven't been or gone yet. And so I have hired mentors like crazy to keep my pace moving forward. And I think that's one of the success strategies as well, or one of the growth strategies. So where I am now is at this level of full service delivery. Even though, quite frankly, I said I wouldn't do it. I did it 21 years ago, right? And I said, I'm not going back to full service delivery. It is too much damn work. And it is. It is huge work. People have no idea to do something right and well how big an effort that takes. Because especially with your online marketing, it is your marketing, period. This is it, you know. I used to spend $4,000 a month on Yellow Page ads just to let people know I existed, because the Internet didn't exist. Now, people, because you can get a $200 or $1,000 website, doesn't mean you should. You know, and so just think about, you know, the ratio, the impression you're leaving. Does it professionally match you? You know, are you going to rise above the competition with that? Can you truly reach millions with the impression you're making online? Will people mm-hmm. react to you and your service the way that you want them to? And so this is really, I take this holistic approach now to somebody. I find out, where do you want to be in 5 years? And I create that vision now. And then we mm-hmm. build our way out from it so that you can accelerate the pace at which you wanted to reach your next goal. And that's pretty well what I'm doing right now.
That is awesome. And it's, you know, it's interesting that you're talking about how to get unstuck, you know, and I couldn't agree more. I really believe in mentorship, and I have my own mentors. And I can't imagine not having that guidance and support keep me on point moving forward. And also, I wanted to just highlight what you said about really focusing on what you're good at. So for those of you who are listening right now, I want you to hear this, because this is so key, especially for those of you who are newer in business, is that oftentimes at the beginning, the natural thought is, well, I'm going to do as much as I can mm-hmm. on my own because I want to save money, right? So I'm just going to do everything from scratch. I'm going to learn. I'm going to do my own website. I'm going to do my own social media, all these different things. And really what you're doing is you're bogging yourself down with all of these things that are not your truest skill set and your truest passion and what you should be focusing on. And you're going to end up paying for it anyway down the road, and it's going to take you longer to get to where you want to go. So I love what you're talking about, Tracy, in terms of focus on your skill set and let others that have that as a skill set focus on building the website and these other elements of your business that may not be your strength. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yeah, that's exactly it. And here's I think why it's become a little bit of a business detriment, in that the barrier to entry to start a business today is literally a couple of $100. You know, you mm-hmm. buy your laptop, you get an internet connection, voila, the door's open.
Right.
And so because of that, people forget that a business is an investment in you and your future, as big as that is, right? When mm-hmm. I started my company back in 1985, to open the doors cost $40,000. It cost $22,000 for a computer. And remember, I'm 19 years old. It cost me $22,000 for a computer. It cost me $4,000 for a printer, you know, a desk, all these little various things that I had to get in order to open the doors. I had mm-hmm. to go and take out a loan. I started my business in debt, in 40 grand in debt. And now mm-hmm. people forget that part of it, because for many it's not on their radar, especially if you're coming from corporate or mm-hmm. if you're just starting out and ready to open the door. So do remember that, you know, to get speed will take money.
Right. Absolutely. And it's funny because I think back, I wish I had heard this interview years ago when I launched my own business, because I will admit I was one of those people who thought, you know what, I've got everything it takes. All I need to do is get things up and running, my website and all of that. And, you know, we want to do it with like the least money out. And even though, you know, of course, think about what you want to do to get started, but at the same time, it is an investment. And it, most people over time, they figure that out. But if you can just hear us on this call, on this interview, and just know that, especially you sharing your story of what you had to do back then in terms of, you know, all these, you know, tens of thousands of dollars to get started, we're so lucky and fortunate to be in this day and age where mm-hmm. those hard costs don't exist, and yet at the same time, it's important to invest in your business. And so getting the right mentorship, getting the right tools and resources, being able to delegate certain things out, it's just going to accelerate your success. So that is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So Tracy, a lot of our listeners are newer entrepreneurs and coaches that would love to know how to get to that first sweet spot in their business of earning $10,000 each month. I've heard this from so many. If I could just get to that sweet spot of getting that consistent cash flow in my business of about $10,000 each month. So I'm asking each of our amazing speakers on this speaker series to share some of their top tips that our listeners can apply right away in their businesses to work towards that goal. So what tips can you share with them today?
Okay. The first tip I'll give everybody, especially if you're new and out of the gate, get $10,000 a month out of your head. You will literally feel like a failure for the first 2 years of your business practically. And, mm-hmm. and you'll constantly have this goal that is, quite frankly, not real yet. So I want you guys to focus on getting that first 2,500 a month, and then getting the 5,000, and then getting the 7,500, and then getting the 10. I want you to play the baby step game so that you feel good. And then here's how then you can easily crack the cash game wide open for yourself. And I call this a little bit of going old school, because this it involves. Here's what I do with every single one of my clients. Step one, we set up a landing page, and we set up their brand, unique selling proposition, set up a fully branded landing page, and give them an offer, the free guide and gift. And then on the thank you page, we're getting a strategy session in place, 15-minute strategy session. Come on in. And from this strategy session is where the upsell to the upper-level coaching program begins. So if you say, I've got a coaching program and it's worth $1,500, again, I'm going back to day one of your business, and it's worth $1,500, then craft that well. Spend your time crafting that miraculously. And then when you get somebody on the phone, that offer to them is so irresistible, they will buy in. Boom, first $1,500. Then hey, if I sell two of these a month, if I get two strategy sessions, or actually, let's say you get five strategy sessions and you close two, the average closing rate of 20%, okay? And then, boom, now you've got your 3,000 in. And so it becomes you having to calculate, if I wanted to make 10,000, I have to have, 17 strategy sessions as you improve your close rate. And that will lead me to, and then as you increase your rates from the 15 to the 2 to the 2,500, because obviously we always set ourselves a little bit at the bargain price to begin with, get some testimonials, get some success and skill and success under our belt. And then boom, if I sell five people or four people at $2,500, there's my 10K. Here's where the system collapses for most people. They think it's going to be on autopilot to begin with. And if I just put up this magical little website and it's a sales page and here it is and people are just going to click and buy. And I'm not saying that doesn't happen, because it happened to me. I'm saying don't depend on it for consistent money. Get a system in place that brings you consistent money, and then start to automate it in place, and then start have it go to, hey, why don't you just buy this program now? And then, start to eliminate the hands-on as much as you need to. But in the beginning, you're going to have to be hands-on, old school, all the way until you perfect the art of it.
That is so good. And what would you say in terms of when you're talking about that coaching program that they start off with, how would you structure that? So when you say 1500 at the beginning, is that 1500 per month for a certain amount of months, or what do you recommend?
No, I say go something that's a little bit real to your audience that doesn't quite know you and you're not established yet. Go $1,500, make it as much as you can. I mean, make it a 3, 4, 5 month program, and you meet once a month or you meet every 2 weeks, and they have email access to you, and you've got a structured program where, do this, I'll check it, do this, I'll check it, do this, I'll check it. And then we'll get on a call. You've got two emergency calls with me. Go all out in the beginning and kind of open that gate. And then, of course, as you get testimonials, as you've busted your hump shaping a program, because what happens is they will pay you to shape that and create that program for you. Once you've got that structure in place, it can become an automated online program. And now it costs a lot to have you added on top of that. And now you're at $5,000 to have you, or whatever, for the year or whatever it starts to be.
Right.
So just get wins under your belt in the beginning. But don't go too cheap. We're not talking $497. We're talking, I want you to be $1,000 at least and up, so that you can pay your bills, so that you can pay for proper marketing, so you can pay down debt if you did invest in and put stuff on credit cards to get your entire online presence properly built and stuff like that. And so make it decent. And I would advise you right now, if you're brand new and you can, get a mentor. Get somebody who will be your partner to help you get everything done that you need to get done.
So good. Thank you so much for sharing those tips. I know that for those of you who are listening and taking great notes, this is such valuable information, especially early on in your business. And if you're getting ready to launch or if you're in those first few years, this is so crucial. So thank you for sharing that. And is there anything else you would like to share with our audience today, Tracy?
Well, you mean more information or connection with me? Where would you like?
Yeah, so I know we talked about something special you were going to offer our audience.
Yeah, I mean, I would love for you guys to connect with me deeper, and that means becoming a part of my community. It's free. If you go to fastactionresults.com, two major benefits, really. One is you're going to get a book I wrote called Instant Online Impact, How Your Brand, Websites, and Social Media Work Together. It's a step-by-step guide for you on everything you need to successfully move online. So that's there. Plus, you're going to connect with me, and you're going to see what I'm talking about. You're going to see the protocol. You're going to see emails. You're going to see steps that you should be taking towards automating your own business. And so it's going to be a nice sample for you on how can you move towards automation and how can you connect with your clients immediately and instantly and create relationships that, you know, don't take as long to nurture.
Perfect. So you said it's fastactionresults.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. And we'll make sure that that is on the speaker's page as well. So you can, all of you who want to click, and we highly recommend you click on that fastactionresults.com. This is such great information, especially early on in your business. So thank you for sharing such a wonderful, valuable gift for our listeners. It's amazing.
Oh, you're welcome, Amy.
And I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart, Tracy, for being a special guest speaker for Miracle Business Breakthrough. And we really hope to chat with you again in the near future. So thank you, thank you.
You're welcome.
And to those of you who are listening to our series, I want to thank you for tuning in, and I empower you to break free and turn your small business into your dream business. Take care.